Dr. Atwater, a lot of support here to, but there's a lot of issues, a lot of concerns with this 3.0 bill that you all really, or not bill, but plan rather, that you talked about today. How do you feel at bringing out this sort of support and getting the results that you got today?
Well, this support is minimal. You wait till the 2 weeks come up. We're going to bring them out and grow. We have to fight now, okay? So we're going to ring out the energy of our ancestors to make this happen. When you talk about gentrification on poor people, we must fight. And we're going to fight by any means necessary.
Sounds like they want to work with you guys. What do you want them to change about the plan? What would be enough to make you satisfied?
Well, everything sounds like peaches and cream. But if they wanted to work with us, they should have done that a long time ago. We was at the table 2 years ago. Okay? So that unified development code, that's the tricky right there. If they do not put us in their code, then we will not be in Memphis 3.0. And they know that.
Okay, so that's your end game, is just adding that to the code?
No. Okay. We have many issues. One of the issues are, you're not going to come to our community and give us green space, bicycling trails, walking trails, and environmental assessment. We want TIP, we want TDZ zone, we want incentives. We want capital funding. We want home development. We also want community builders grants.
And explain why.
Because we have not received those in 30 or 40 years. Our community has been disinvested for 40 or 50 years. All we talk about is new development. Development for who? Building up and not out? That's new apartments for the creative class. Who are the creative class? Mostly young white millennials. But what about the community that's suffering? Memphis is a poverty-stricken community. Why not put money back into that neighborhood? When you're giving investors $100,000 and they walking away from the city of Memphis and you can't give us $10,000 in our community, something is wrong with that picture. So enough is enough.
Dr. Atwater, I understand you saying that it's sort of they're late coming to the party with the meeting. But they're coming to the party with the meeting. So what is going to be your posture when they come?
We're open. I think we need a community comprehensive plan. But let the plan include all of the citizens, not just a few. So before, it was about 30 people that was at the table. And they used our culture to develop this plan. But when we looked at the plan, we did not have the funding. You cannot revitalize the community without funding. Now, the New Chicago, Walker Homes, and other African American communities, we have our own revitalization plan that they did not put into the Memphis 3.0.
Dr. Atwater, are you concerned, or do you expect things to work out the way you would like for them to, or that everyone here would like for them to work out as a result of this meeting now?
Well, it's a little early right now. We're not going to go through the song and dance. And I think they pulled back because yesterday I said about charging them $10 billion if they didn't do the right thing. I think that made them take notice, okay? And we're still going to charge them with genocide if they do not give our community what we deserve as citizens. The Memphis 3.0 was supposed to be community-driven, okay? If it's not community-driven, we're not in it. How can it ever be community-driven? Okay, but I think they heard us loud and clear yesterday. But we're willing to talk.